Thanks for joining us on our Let's Talk Ministry. I appreciate you all tuning in. It's so hard for me to believe that 2025 is coming to an end. I want to thank the Lord for His grace to get us through 2025 and looking forward to trusting Him for 2026. Still kind of working our way through Ephesians, slowed down a little bit because it's been fun just to read a verse or two and then, you know, think about it. So Ephesians chapter 4, we read, you know, last week, therefore, having put off falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth. We're going to go to verse 26 now. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give the opportunity to the devil. Interesting, as I look at verse 26, it does not tell me, or the church at Ephesus, this letter to the church at Ephesus, it does not tell them to not to be angry. And so often I think about, well, anger is wrong. Well, as we get this verse, be angry, but do not sin. So often in our anger, sin becomes even more available or readily available or easier. Well, I was just angry, and so I lost my temper. That's the reason. I was just angry. And so I remember being at a marriage conference up at Word of Life in Screen Lake, New York, and the guy said to us, you know, anger's not wrong. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second. All these years I've been thinking anger's, you know, if I'm mad about something, then I'm sinning. But actually, anger at times can show me things that I value. I will find myself at times becoming angry if someone's being bullied or someone's being picked on, and so I have to work really hard, or someone's being made fun of. Or if you're playing a game and somebody, you know, there's these games where they put the lipstick, they call it, you know, on the people's face, and it just drives me bonkers to watch someone be made fun of or laughed at. In my mind, it's humiliation. That's just my opinion. So don't, it's something that I process, I struggle with. And so as I've been reading this verse, you know, I've been told in the scriptures, be angry and don't sin, but if I do sin, do not let the sun go down on your anger and do not give the opportunity to the devil. So when I am angry and I do sin, then I need to figure out how do I go about and make this right, because I don't want to give Satan an opportunity to ruin a friendship or divide or me to stew on it. But I need to make sure that when I'm working at it, that I need then to be move quickly in my opportunity for reconciliation. So I'm sure as you coming off the holiday seasons, you've probably had more text messages than you've ever had before, more things to go to, more places to be, excuse me. And so there's been an opportunity for frustration or anger to be part of this holiday season for you. And again, I don't think anger is wrong. I think when we sin, when we're angry, then we have to do something about that. That's where the devil can get an opportunity to get a foothold in our lives. And so we need to go ahead and make that right as quick as possible. And so just know we're praying for you, excited about the new year. So thankful for God's word, just to be able to talk about it. And so in Ephesians chapter 4, what do I do with my anger? How often do I quickly move to make sure if I did sin that I want to make that right? I want to ask for forgiveness and continue on in that. And so thanks for joining us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and this opportunity to be involved in the Let's Talk ministry. And thank you for allowing us to celebrate Christmas. What a great reminder to us of who you are, Jesus. And may those characteristics flow out of our lives as well and help us as we process anger, that we would not sin. But when we do, that we would be quick to make restoration for that. Now, we love you, Jesus, and we need you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.